When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, the Regis Philbin Christmas Album from 2005. Regis Francis Xavier Philbin graduated from the University of Notre Dame with a degree in sociology in 1953. After graduating, he spent some time in the Navy before eventually getting into broadcasting. Regis Philbin's first job in television was working as a page on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen in 1955.
From New York City, the National Broadcasting Company presents Tonight, starring Steve Allen.
After bouncing around to various TV jobs in Los Angeles and New York, he had his first talk show in 1961, The Regis Philbin Show. It started as a local San Diego show, but eventually was syndicated nationally, though it was short-lived due to poor ratings. But by 1967, Regis would be in the national spotlight again, and this time, people paid attention.
Are you all set? Regis Philbin!
I haven't buttoned so many buttons since I was a kid.
Yep.
Regis became Joey Bishop's sidekick on the Joey Bishop Show. Joey Bishop was part of the Rat Pack, along with Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and Frank Sinatra. The Joey Bishop Show aired on ABC, and it was created to be a challenger to The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which, in its early seasons, frequently had Bishop as a guest host. The Joey Bishop Show came just a few years after the end of The Joey Bishop Show. That Joey Bishop Show was an NBC sitcom that lasted for four seasons. And Joey Bishop's TV show titles make Bob Newhart's TV show titles seem genius. Ultimately, The Joey Bishop Show would just run for two seasons. However, that was still 640 episodes. But the show went off the air in late 1969. And right in the middle of the show's run, Regis would release an album.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains, and it's from heaven.
Regis Philbin Sings apparently was the result of Philbin singing Pennies from Heaven on an episode of The Joey Bishop Show. In 2004, he told the New York Post that the day after that performance, Mercury Records called him to offer a contract. Throughout the 1970s, Philbin hosted several local television shows in Los Angeles. The most successful of these was as the co-host of AM Los Angeles from 1975 to 1981. Philbin helped take the show from the bottom to the top of the local TV ratings.
Tomorrow on AM, the former Wonder Woman, the beautiful Linda Carter, talks about her new singing career.
And we'll also be discussing the medicinal powers of the mind with Dr. Arthur Irving Oil.
Plus, wedding fashions, sensational wedding fashions from Neiman Marcus and Beverly Hills.
Yes, and adopted pet with Margaret Nesbitt as well.
All of that and more tomorrow at 9 here on AM Los Angeles on KABC TV.
After leaving AM Los Angeles, Philbin got his own national morning variety series for NBC, The Regis Philbin Show. The Regis Philbin Show, co-hosted by Mary Hart, debuted in late November of 1981.
Welcome to The Regis Philbin Show. Today, television and nightclub star Suzanne Summers turns gourmet cook, and astrologer Joyce Gilson has forecasts for Pisceans and people born under all sun signs.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's Monday, February 22nd, 1982. Hope you had a great weekend.
But the show was not a success and lasted for only 18 weeks. So in 1982, Philbin moved to New York to join his former AM Los Angeles co-host, Cindy Garvey, on The Morning Show.
There you have it. The Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter. Now they met in the ring and they really went at it. And guess what happened, folks? A double disqualification.
In 1985, Kathy Lee Johnson, a year before becoming Kathy Lee Gifford when she married former NFL player Frank Gifford, became Regis's new co-host. The chemistry between Philbin and Gifford soon put the show at number one in their market. And by 1988, the show would go national, changing its name to Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
And coming up next on the premier edition of Live, the Cosby Show's favorite son, Malcolm Jamal Warner, will tell us what it's like to have it all at the ripe old age of 18.
I hate his guts. Plus, we're going to pay a visit to Bob Hope at his luxurious Los Angeles home, and we'll see some of the trendiest and most unusual pets, including this little guy, a miniature horse called Callahan.
Between 1993 and 2000, Regis and Kathy Lee were nominated for Daytime Emmy Awards 8 consecutive years for Outstanding Talk Show Host. The streak would end when Gifford left the show in July of 2000. For the next 6 months, Philbin continued hosting with a rotating lineup of co-hosts. He would end up winning his first Daytime Emmy Award during this period. Then in February of 2001, it was announced that All My Children actress Kelly Ripa would be Regis's new co-host.
Well, here it is, the beginning of a brand new era on our show.
Barely believe it. He can't get the words out.
I can't believe I got married again. To a pregnant woman.
It was a shotgun wedding.
No, but we announced last Monday that Kelly Ripa would be the new co-host, and this is our first official day together.
During this same period, Philbin was also hosting a TV game show sensation that started in 1999.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Here we go.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire premiered on ABC August 16th, 1999. Initially, it was just a daily 2-week special event. After this and a second 2-week event aired in November, ABC made it a regular series, beginning in January 2000 and ran until June 2002. Regis hosted the entire run of the original ABC series, even winning a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Game Show Host in 2001.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Yes?
Hi, Regis Philbin here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hi.
We've got your son John with us right now. He's doing pretty well.
Good.
He's won $500,000.
Wow.
And he's going for $1,000,000. And he needs your help to get there.
Okay.
So, he's going to come on the line, read a question, 4 possible answers. One of them is the right answer. And the next voice you hear will be John's. John, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win $1,000,000.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire led to a Daytime Emmy for Regis, winning Outstanding Game Show Host in 2001. The same year, he also won for Outstanding Talk Show Host as well, when he tied with Rosie O'Donnell.
Don't want tinsel, don't want bows, don't want Rudolph's shiny nose. I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
On the August 20th, 2004 episode of Live with Regis and Kelly, Philbin set a Guinness World Record for most hours on camera with a total of 15,188 hours on television. That same year, Regis finally made another album. 36 years since his last one. When You're Smiling was an album of traditional pop music released on Hollywood Records.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
And that wouldn't be his only album for the label, because on September 27th, 2005, the Regis Philbin Christmas album was released on Hollywood Records.
Hi, everybody, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
The album begins with its only original song, Where Do We Go for Christmas? The song was written by actor Frank Pellegrino. Pellegrino appeared in movies and TV shows like Goodfellas, Law and Order, and The Sopranos. He was also a restaurateur. He was the owner of Rouse in New York City. He wrote this song for his mother and father. In the album's liner notes, Philbin says that he's crazy about the song.
There's a spirit within us. We know it as Christmas gives us a beautiful glow. It's that time of the year, full of love and good cheer, and good wishes from people we know. Lots of hugging and kissing, sweet reminiscing, all wrapped in a blanket of snow. It's that time of the year, how I wish you were here.
Also in the album's liner notes, Philbin wrote, "Yes, of course, it's those songs that help make the holy day holiday so special. You start humming them when you're a kid and they never leave you. I've tried to include many of the great ones, beginning with the all-time most memorable Christmas song ever, White Christmas. I was a young boy when I saw Bing Crosby sing it in Holiday Inn. Why wouldn't it become one of the great American classics? Bing at his best singing, Irving Berlin at his best about the most loved holiday in the country.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear.
Way back in 1967, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin sang a duet of Marshmallow World on the December 21st episode of The Dean Martin Show.
It's the marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. Well, it's a time for play, it's a whipping day, I wait for it to hold you round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the...
In 2005, Regis and the album's producer, Steve Tyrell, more on him in a minute, pay homage to Frank and Dean.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. Well, it's time for play.
It's a whipped cream day.
I wait for it the whole year round. Those marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head.
It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
The world is your snowball, see how it grows.
Steve Tyrell, the album's producer, is a singer and producer who won a Grammy in 2004 as the producer of Rod Stewart's Stardust, The Great American Songbook, Volume 3. He also wrote music for film and television. He wrote all of the music for the NBC teen sitcom California Dreams. And if you're a regular listener of Bizarre Albums, you've heard me mention him on the show before, as he's one of the co-writers of this 1992 number one hit by The Heights.
How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold it close to where you are? How do you talk to an...
I did an entire episode on The Heights back in 2022, so if you haven't heard that one, go check that out.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Well, here we go. Up next is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which features the recording debut of Donald Trump. Yeah, this is real, unfortunately. I mean, he's barely on the song, so calling it a recording debut seems a bit strong, but it is. The two of them even performed the song on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Well, here we go. This is what we've been waiting for. With a special performance from the Regis Philbin Christmas album, do me a favor, please welcome Regis Philbin and Donald Trump.
Now, before I play a clip of the actual recorded version, I just wanted to note that a special music video was made for the song and appeared on the 2006 holiday episode of Live with Regis and Kelly.
We have a big surprise for you. It's our special C version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
Yes.
And it's got Kelly and me and Gelman and the Trumpster. And, of course, you too, Santa Claus. Shall we do it right now?
Yeah, let's
roll that right now while Santa's here. Let him take a look at this.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, the Trumpster came to say,
"You know, Rudolph, I've been on a worldwide search, and I hear your qualifications are just right to guide my sleigh tonight."
And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Up next, we have Regis's wife, Joy Philbin, joining him for a duet of "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Just listen to that.
Regis and Joy even performed the song together on the holiday episode of Live with Regis and Kelly.
Thank you very much, everybody. That was Joy's first song,
yes,
first song on television.
Lot of words and lyrics to remember.
Yeah,
what'd
you think?
I thought it was a lot of fun, and the guys sound just great, and I really love this song.
How about a nice hand for the Alan Schwartzberg and the orchestra right over there? Did a wonderful job on our CD, and I can't be more proud than playing with these great New York musicians.
What an honor to be included in your CD.
Alan Schwartzberg is the drummer on this album. He's worked with Gloria Gaynor, John Lennon, Linda Ronstadt, Barry Manilow, Kiss, Peter Gabriel, so many. He's even the drummer on the Harry Chapin classic Cats in the Cradle. And he also has been on Bizarre albums before, playing on Miko's Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk in 1977. The album's co-producer, Bob Mann, also plays guitar on all these songs. I mentioned him on the show just a few weeks ago as he was the arranger on the Dr. Pepper, the most original soft drink ever original cast album.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
And speaking of arrangements, the majority of the album's arrangements were done by Kenny Asher. Asher is best known for his work with John Lennon, Barbra Streisand, and Meatloaf, just to name a few. Alongside Paul Williams, he wrote this Academy Award-nominated song from The Muppet Movie.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Joy Philbin returns for a duet of Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight.
We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird.
Here to stay is the new bird.
He sings a love song
as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town features a trumpet solo from Warren Looning. Looning did tons of studio work, as well as playing on the Lawrence Welk Show. He was in the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, and even the Dancing with the Stars Orchestra until his death in 2012.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Ah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
The album closes with the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
There's also a special edition of this album that features a bonus track called I Wish It Could Be Christmas Forever, and it features the Notre Dame Glee Club. While many reviewers have called this one of the worst Christmas albums ever made, it still managed to chart, hitting number 74 on the Billboard 200, number 163 in the UK, and it went all the way up to number 9 on the Billboard Holiday Chart. The album is currently streaming on Spotify. But long before Regis made his Christmas album, way back in 1993, his then co-host, Kathy Lee Gifford, released her own Christmas album. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.